Good afternoon. Here is the regional news with Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, the increased rate of tobacco consumption in the Northwest region during this holiday period leaves many worried, especially health practitioners. A one-day holiday program dubbed CISA to train young children on their culture has ended on a successful note in the center region. In the meantime, inhabitants of the West region have opted for the consumption of local food items that are prevalent in the markets during this season and beyond. Those are our lead stories. Now the news in greater detail. There has been a growing interest in the consumption of locally made products in the West region of Cameroon in recent times. Most people now go for sausage made in Balang, Bafoussamtou subdivision, dairy products from Babete in Buda town, thick layers of bread made from maize, cassava or sweet potato flour. Kevin Nembo says these are just some of the made in Cameroon products that one will easily find in supermarkets, bakeries, and bakeries all over the West region. His report.
When you take it, your jaws, you hear how they absorb the product and it goes down.
Long gone are the days when most people preferred imported products to those made locally. In Bafoussamtown, for example, there is an increasing consumer demand for high-quality, locally made products considered fresh and more nutritive.
I made my breakfast with Cameroon-made products, like the bread. It is made out of corn flour. Then the milk is from Cameroon still. This is something that we are supposed to be proud of.
It is very, very good, energizing, and it is a natural product that when you consume, it goes to reactivate your hormones. You will hear your body molecules moving freely.
With the ever increase in the price of wheat flour as a result of external shocks, bakery owners are gradually making bread with local flour, and consumers are really enjoying it, especially when it is accompanied with a cup of local tea.
After having left the production hall, we are at the sales room, and after you see all the different products, we have a particular place where we put the pemo maize, or call it bread out of corn flour, and we sell one at the price of 300 francs.
In Babete, Buda subdivision, a mini milk factory partly funded by the livestock development project Prudel has now enabled the locals, including children, to enjoy fresh milk said to be more affordable than imported milk. Come along with us to Bafoussamtou subdivision, precisely in Baleng. The first ever modern slaughter and processing line for pigs in the entire West region is fully operational. One of the most cherished products here is spicy pork sausage. It is sold in supermarkets and bakeries. There is a clear indication that the population have realized that Cameroon's heavy reliance on imports was not sustainable, and it was high time they all start consuming what they produce. Kelvin Embo for the regional news in Bafoussam.
And from the West region to the Northwest region. Health professionals in the Northwest region have raised concerns over the increasing number of youth engaging in tobacco consumption, especially during this long-term holiday. They warn that high intake of tobacco products like marijuana and shisha not only increases the risk of lung cancer, but also leads to other serious health conditions, as you tell us, CV Banta.
In Bamenda, medical officers explain that youths, particularly boys, must have had a taste of cigarettes by the age of 14, as per the statistics from the Regional Delegation of Public Health. They explain peer pressure and consequences of the socio-political crisis, like joblessness, school dropouts, lured them into negative practices.
To the younger generation, we are seeing a gradual move of trend from the consumption of tobacco through cigarette smoking to the use of hookahs, which are becoming very common.
The young persons do not consume just cigarettes. They are also involved in high take of marijuana and the popular form of cigars like shisha and kayu, which have more devastating consequences on health, as Dr. Mercy Fondo explains.
Tobacco can also be heated through what we call hookah and shisha. Many people believe that that is a lighter form of gas, but no, it is still tobacco and is still just as harmful.
Dr. Fondo mentions that aside from being exposed to tuberculosis, the consumers are also at high risk of cardiovascular diseases.
Aside from tobacco consumption being a very prominent risk factor to having tuberculosis, we can have various heart diseases that result from tobacco smoking. There are liver diseases, other non-infectious diseases of the lungs, as well as diseases of the kidney.
The medics caution the population to avoid environments where people smoke, as they become secondary consumers by inhaling the smoke, which predispose them to related health problems like the smokers. Sylvie Bantal, CRTV News, Bamenda.
We continue our ride of the regional news from the Northwest region to the Far North region, where inhabitants of the Far North region who had faced near suffocation from the heat waves are now enjoying some freshness during the ongoing rainy season. However, the flip side is the overflow of some river parks off by heavy seasonal rains. This has seriously affected parts of Guidigui subdivision of Mayokani, with some homes and public offices destroyed. But how are residents coping with the situation, and how are the administrative authorities grappling with it, is what Sylvester Temke tells us from Marwa.
Since the beginning of the rainy season in the Far North region, the Guidigui River has been a source of trauma to the surrounding population, as the rushing waters constantly shift and transform the shape of the river, eating away at its sandy banks. Worried about the situation that continues to aggravate daily, the subdivisional officer for Guidigui, alongside Velamido, His Royal Highness Aliu Amadu, and the mayor, Mr. Bello, have been to the site to take stock of the situation. Nestor Nziong, subdivisional officer for Guidigui.
The culvert connecting this road has been destroyed alongside houses, and the water keep increasing every day. When it starts raining here, the people don't sleep, same with us, as we rush every minute to observe the situation.
Conscious of the destruction and the palpable panic among residents, the local authorities have been devising some solutions. Once more, Nestor Nziong.
We have been sensitizing the population alongside the traditional and religious authorities. There are cases of drowning and other dangerous activities around the river. We are trying our best while waiting for the hierarchy.
There are also fears that the current situation could trigger epidemics in the area, as the water surge has also impacted cemeteries, and there is the need to relocate the people to save them from the traumatizing natural disaster. Guidigui, Sylvester Atemkin, CRTV.
And from the far north, we come down south, whereby, having briefed the 2023-2024 examination session, many young high school graduates in Ebolova do not want to stop at this level. In the report that follows, a student journalist on internship, Divine Jungang, talked to some of them about what they intend to do in the future and puts together the following report.
Barely 2 weeks after the publication of the results of the baccalaureate examinations, some successful candidates have a clear idea of what they intend to do in the future. From competitive entrance examinations to the university students, these high school graduates have countless opportunities ahead of them.
I am very moved to have obtained my baccalaureate the first year that I presented it. For the future, I plan to join Polytech Douala, which I'm still waiting to write the concours, or UET, which I have already written the concours.
With baccalaureate in hand, many have come to realize that real life begins after high school.
I'm from the Ebolova High School. I'm happy to have obtained my baccalaureate. I intend to write the state nursing exam. I wish to remain in Ebolova, my hometown, because I'm already familiar here and the transport.
For dreams to come true, they all know that they have to go an extra mile onto the next level. Ebolova, Divine Jugang, CRTV.
From the south to the center region, and as you heard in one of our lead stories, a one-month holiday program dubbed CISA to teach children cultural values and practices has ended in Balmayo in the Nyong and So division of the center region. Presiding over the closing ceremony, Governor Nasiri Porbia congratulated the trainers for instilling cultural values amongst the kids, which will go a long way in preserving the region's cultural identity. Lekiate Jetrida Songazi of CLTV Center traveled to Mbalmayo and came back with the following report.
The kids who came mostly from the Douala, Bassa, Bafang, Ewundu and the Beni communities used songs and dances to display their mastery of cultural values that are peculiar to these groups. Other highlights of the third edition of the Cultural Youth Program witnessed a presentation of traditional dances, dishes, the repeat of rhymes and storytelling as it was done in the days of old.
My name is Ateba Ateba Fabian Armanda. My ethnic group is Ewondo, Melongwan, Ewondo, Pok Tumbala, Itu, Abongang.
À Sixa, j'ai appris à me présenter. J'ai appris mes origines et j'ai appris les points cardinaux. Le nord, on appelle Nouelbok. Le sud, Nobok. L'est, Dikol. L'est, Lyon.
The kids also perform the purification ritual as it is done in the Beti community of the central region under the watchful eyes of the governor, Nasiri Porbia.
Culture is fading up, and if they don't do something, we'll finally forget all our culture. Parents should be able to continue, not always come and dump them here, but that when they go back home, parents should continue teaching them and following up what they have studied here so that they don't forget so soon.
The Basan Bafang kids then came up with a sketch on the life within their respective communities. The closing ceremony of the third edition of CIXA at the Holy Heart of Mary Bilingual College in Balmayo, held in the presence of the Bishop of the Balmayo Diocese, traditional administrative authorities of the Nyong and So Division. The award of attestations to the kids and the singing of the CIXA anthem culminated the activities to mark the 2024 edition of CIXA in Balmayo Nyong and So Division. Lekiate Getroda Songazi, CRTV News Center.
And from the center region, we culminate the regional news in the southwest region, where inhabitants of the southwest region have been told that some of the best ways to preserve their certificates is to plastify or secure them at the bank to avoid them from being destroyed by the weather or a disaster. Bridget Ndep Asambiwan spoke to the Southwest Regional Delegate of Employment and Vocational Training, Orok Thomas, and put together the following report.
Our certificates are very vulnerable, which can be easily destroyed, that is, eaten by rats, cockroaches, or damaged by a disaster. This is one of the reasons why experts say people must think of ways of preserving these valuable documents. Orok Thomas Eyong, Regional Delegate of Employment and Vocational Training, who doubles as Senior Guidance Counselor, attests.
First, you have to laminate them to protect them against water and so on. You have to get a place in your house, a box where you can put them inside, so even rats don't have access, cockroaches don't have access, termites don't have access. Another way of protection could be against disasters, such as fire and so on.
Considering the importance of this certificate, Mr. Orok Thomas highlights other methods of protecting the documents.
People prefer keeping their certificates at the level of the bank. With the new technology, information communication, IT, people scan them and save them in their email accounts. You could seal them in a plastic. 5 meters away from your house, you dig a small hole and bury them there. Before you do that, you should at least show one or two, three of your close persons. Mm-hmm. Dig a small hole, you cement it like a small grave very well, so that even if there is fire disaster, your certificates are safe.
Apart from just preserving, it is equally important to note the different types of certificates and their values.
At the level of primary school, first school leaving certificates. At the level of secondary school, you have GCE O levels certificate. At the level of high school, you have GCE A levels certificate. At the level of the university, you have first degree, master's, PhD. It is only with the first school leaving certificate that you are qualified to go into a secondary school. It is only with the O-level certificate that you are qualified to enter a high school. It is only with A-level certificate that you are qualified to go into the university. It is only with the first degree that you are qualified to do a master's degree. It is only with a master's degree that you are qualified to do a PhD.
As some institutions are already issuing certificates to successful candidates and students in end-of-course examinations, experts hope that the concern will jealously keep safe their original certificates, which are issued just once. Bridget Ndiep Assam Mbiwan for the Regional News in Boya.
And that's the package put together for the regional news this day, in which you heard that the increased rate of tobacco consumption in the Northwest region during this holiday period is a call for concern to many, especially health practitioners. A one-day holiday program dubbed CISA to train young children on their culture has ended in the center region on a positive note. In the meantime, inhabitants of the West region have opted for the consumption of local food items that are prevalent in the markets during this season and beyond. I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.